all many different areas and everything. So we'll see here. Zylan Cheatham joins us. Hey, you and Jaleel, kind of tight there?
Yeah, that's my boy.
Have a little fun. I kind of get that sense and feel about this team, isn't it? That everyone seems – now, look, I get it, and Melly even brought it up. Look, no, it hadn't been a jump ball yet. You haven't played a game. You haven't gone through a losing streak, what have you. But kind of does seem like there's a lot of energy and a lot of togetherness in this locker room.
100%. I mean, we got a perfect combination of youth and young guys and some veteran guys in there too. But even our veterans, man, they like having fun. So we just try to bring the energy every day.
Zylan, were you surprised at the amount of guys that showed up here for voluntary workouts?
Actually, I really was. I mean, to see guys that you probably wouldn't even think would be doing stuff like that pull up and gives us young guys a chance to play against them and see what to expect to a certain extent. So I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of goes to show, I mean, the type of team we're trying to build.
Kind of sets an attitude already, right? 100%. Sets a mood as to what their expectations are and kind of almost how – important and serious you should take it.
100%. So, I mean, that's definitely positive.
So take us to one of those workouts. What are the benefits of having guys that know how to go about it? Obviously, visually, right? You can sort of see how they go about it, but I got to imagine physically it helps you competitively.
I mean, 100%. We're used to playing against college guys and that college level of speed. So when you get switched on a ball screen with a guy like Drew Holiday or Lonzo Ball, I mean, you usually don't get that type of experience until the season. So to get that this early and kind of get a feel for it, it's definitely going to be beneficial for us going forward.
When you look at this team and this roster, it's pretty deep in terms of positions and players at different positions and even really some experience. While you may not have a lot of NBA experience, you got guys that played collegially in a lot of nice, you know, conferences, big schools that where basketball sort of, you know, the thing there. Does that make sense?
100%. So, I mean, you, like I said, you get guys like me, for example. I did 5 years of college,
right,
at two different universities. So, yeah, I haven't played an NBA game, but I have that type of experience under my belt. And then you combine that with guys who've been in the league 6-7 years. You get Drew and D Favors, J.J. Redick, who's been to the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. You get that combination, and I think it's going to be deadly. You got guys like Zion Jackson coming in really young, really susceptible to listening and wanting to learn. So we're going to have our work cut out, obviously, but I think the sky's the limit with this team.
Zylan, you're in a two-way along with Josh Gray, but that tells you that the administration, the coaching staff, thinks enough of you that you're going to be up with the big club ever so often. But what are you hoping to accomplish if you know, you're up at Erie playing in the G League, but you're going to be down here as well for 45 days?
My biggest thing is pretty much wherever I'm at, whether that's G League or NBA. My biggest thing is just wherever I'm at, I want it to be better than it was when I wasn't there. So when I get there, I want to do whatever it takes to win. Mm-hmm. I want to obviously develop and get better as a player and a person, but just win. I think either team, I'm going to be fit for the environment, and I'm going to adjust accordingly. So I'm excited.
You think about preseason and, you know, NFL, and people are like, wow, the preseason in the NFL, nobody really gives a hoot about it.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case during you guys' preseason. It's time to fight for minutes and show Alvin Gentry what you got.
100%. And, I mean, it's about that. But at the same time, man, it's about giving the city what they deserve. This city is – They've gravitated around us and the Saints, and they're giving us a real platform this year to really show them what we're capable of. And I think we're going to take full advantage of it, and I'm excited to see how it goes.
Speaking of Zylan Cheatham, two final questions for you, man. Ty Graffanini with us as well. You know, we talk about it, Todd, all the time when it comes to Saints, the amount of undrafted players that make their way on the mm-hmm. roster and make the roster and make the name for themselves and do that. You look up and down this roster, I keep referring to it. It's the chip on your shoulder. It's looking for something to prove. You have a lot of guys like you, man, being undrafted or, hey, second chances, new beginnings, what have you, how you look at it. I think that just builds a culture of appreciation for whatever minute, whatever second you're on the court, you're going to go out and do it. So I'm starting to understand now why won't bow down is something that came in. And in the spot, you hear the young lady say, you may not know who we are, but when you face us, it's not going to be easy because it's probably like guys like you, right? You get your 5 to 7 minutes that quarter, you're trying to make the roster.
100%. I mean, we got young, hungry guys that they have something to prove. Example, me and Josh Gray were two-way guys, and obviously we want to prove ourselves on the team, but I think we just want to embody the culture of the city, and that the city's been through so much, and they never gave up. I mean, there's so much love in the city regardless of what they've been through, and that's the least we can do is give it our all when we're on the floor.
Well, Gus, you got a lot of talent right here. There were two collegiate players last season that averaged a double-double.
Yeah.
This was one of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, the coaching staff and they saw what he can bring to the table, and if he does get 5 or 7 minutes, you know he's gonna get in there and board and do what he needs to do.
Look at
I appreciate that.
You ready to go, my 100%, man?
100%, man.
All right, well, he's ready to call you next week. Your
yes,
game.
Yes, I am
at Atlanta. We're looking
yes,
forward to seeing you. Welcome aboard, and we'll see you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank
all
you.
Right, silence.